because it was a resounding victory on every possible legal front by the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts, emphasizing and underlying that the people's right to vote trumps any property right claimed or implied under the Attorney General's ruling that denied certification. So it was a real vindication for this remarkable grassroots movement that has developed over the past year or two, but also just the beginning of a very significant battle for the fall election.
Do you think the fall election, the other races in the election, will have any impact on this ballot question, the race for governor, any of the other races?
I think that possibly depends on the candidates, Brian, but I do think that it will have a significant effect in terms of the energy and passion of the folks who are opposed to casinos as a policy measure. It will definitely get them to the polls. And on the other side, given that there's so much money to be made by casino owners, the huge profits that they will benefit from, they're probably going to spend a huge amount of money to keep and earn those profits. And so they will be generating energy. So I think it will have a major effect. And I believe, I'm somewhat surprised, frankly, that only a couple of the candidates are staking this out as a major policy issue in terms of supporting the citizen effort. But I think it's going to be a major issue. And to some extent, interestingly, that's sort of sad that in Massachusetts, we're debating the public policy of having casinos. Whatever your view on that, is there at best short-term economic development, instead of talking about education, health care, life sciences, biotech, all the other major opportunities we in Massachusetts offer to people, particularly in tough urban areas?
A recent poll showed Massachusetts voters are just about evenly split. There's a slight advantage to those who say they will vote no on this repeal. Why do you think the issue of casinos is still somewhat divisive in the state, even though the law passed just a few years back?
Well, I think it's been a rather dramatic shift from a great deal of support to now being, if anything, evenly divided. Much of that is because the more you know about the facts about casinos and their impact on communities, whatever may be the benefits, they are guaranteed costs, whether it's costs of cannibalizing local businesses, substance abuse, addiction, increased crime, potential for corruption. All those costs are predictable. And the more people see and know about it and think it's going to be in my backyard, the more they question it. And frankly, this is one of those issues, Brian, on which the more you know, the less likely you are to support it, particularly in a state, as I said, like Massachusetts, that really offers so many other alternatives and has so many other examples, like the city of Somerville, that has totally revitalized itself with a long-term economic development urban plan, and that the failure to do that in every city is really the issue. Now, that also because the decisions that are being made now by the Gambling Commission are provoking a great deal of controversy, and maybe most importantly, in town by town around the state, and particularly in Western Massachusetts, the only community that has voted for casinos is Springfield. Every other community from Palmer, Monson, West Springfield, Long Meadow, they've all voted against casinos. Because they see that this is going to be in their community, in their town, and it's going to have they're going to see the costs and not the benefits. So we think that the more people know, the less likely it is they'll support casinos. But we shall see.
Will you be out on the campaign trail, so to speak, working for this repeal effort to win?
Well, I've been opposed to casinos as a form of economic development and on behalf of, frankly, consumer protection and public protection since I was Attorney General 20 years ago. And I'm joined in that by former Governor Michael Dukakis in opposing this. So I will certainly do all I can to support this effort to oppose casinos. But the real energy here is coming from our citizen grassroots leaders. I mean, the group of citizens in Western Massachusetts, in the Berkshires, in Palmer, Monson, in those areas that have mobilized, along with the people in East Boston and Revere and all the communities that have rejected casinos on the voting. Those are the real heroes here. They're the real leaders. This is going to win or lose based on the energy that we, the people, if you will, can mount in this. It's a David versus Goliath struggle, but the citizens, you know, the citizen movement here is really very impressive. I intend to do everything I can to support it, but I think in the long run, it's going to be these sort of citizen leaders that are emerging as strong proponents of opposing this flawed public policy, ensuring that we take at least a second look before we rush into casinos as a potential economic development tool. Look around the Northeast. I mean, I know New York is going through some of this same thing. It is amazing to me to watch casinos come in, make all these promises, and never fulfill them, and yet when New York, New Jersey, other places, we just double down. If they fail, we give them more. It's the only industry I know where the more they fail, the more the state buys in, because the state gets revenues and the owners make money, but communities lose. And that's what's going on now in Massachusetts. That's why I think we'll win.
But won't you be outspent? Won't the repeal effort be largely outspent by the Goliath you mentioned?
Sure we will. And that's been true all the way through this. As John Ribeiro, the leader of the statewide movement from East Boston, points out that they were outspent 100-1 in East Boston in the vote there about a casino, and yet the citizen group won overwhelmingly. And that's been was true in Metro West. It's been true in almost every community. The ones that have won, won quickly. That was Springfield, was a very early vote. But even there, in the middle of July, a year ago, middle of July, they only won by 8 points. In Everett, it won because it moved very, very quickly. But everywhere else, the fact is the more people know about this, the more they see that this is really influenced as much by money and self-interest and the insiders and the owners of casinos who will profit, the more they realize this is corporate America versus the people. And I think the people are going to rebel at that and, frankly, send a message. Much of this is about sending a message that we want the right to vote. We want to decide these public policy issues, not have them decided in Beacon Hill behind closed doors by lobbyists and special interests, as opposed to the people having the vote. Win or lose, it'll be healthy for democracy in Massachusetts.